Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, listeners. This is Patty Black. I am back bringing the good news show to you. Today is November 30th, 2009, and we have just completed a nice Thanksgiving weekend. So today's show is going to be very exciting because during all of the festivities, Sherry and I noticed that there were a lot of pies and cakes and mashed potatoes and so many choices of food. But one thing we're always conscious of is a healthy diet, how to take care of our bodies. So we have Rachel Richardson on today, and she's going to be talking about nutrition and making good choices throughout the holidays on what to eat and what not to eat and how to still have fun while you're doing it. So we'll have her on in just a moment. But first, what I'd like to do is bring in my co-host, Sherry. Sherry, are you online with us?
I'm here. Good morning, Patty. Good morning, everybody. You know, this is an exciting time of year, and it's my favorite time of year. I just wish it would stay a little bit longer and just, like, go in slow motion because it's so much fun. I love the change in weather and all the holiday parties, and I know we've got a lot of holiday parties coming up. And I want to go through the holidays feeling good and knowing that I've made some right choices and not have to have the feelings of, oh, my God, I ate too much and ate too much sugar and got to start all over again. And it's with making the right choices and knowing how to plan out our holiday seasons. And there's some really great tips that we're going to hear. And we're going to hear from my favorite nutritionist, Rachel Richardson, and she will tell you a little bit about herself, and you can check her out on YouTube also because she's got some really great things going on with that. So as soon as we have Rachel on, we're gonna bring her on, and then we're gonna also talk this coming next couple weeks on reinventing yourself for the new year, a new beginning. So stay tuned for that, and. As soon as we have Rachel on,
I do see her calling in, but I'm also seeing a sign that the show may be having a technical problem. But let's try to bring her in and see if we have success there.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you, Rachel. Good morning.
All right, great. Good
Welcome
morning.
Welcome to the Good News Show.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me. It's great to be on the line with you, and I'm happy to be here.
You're welcome. We're just really happy to have you back. I know we had you on the show once, and you are in the archives. So for you listeners out there, we just want you to know that there is a show where we had Rachel on before, and there's a lot of fabulous information there, too. So you can always access that through the archives on our website at www.goodnewsshow.us. If you have a question and you'd like to call in and ask a question during this show and you're listening to it live, you can reach us at area code 347-324-5983. That's 347-324-5983. And if we do have a caller, call in, Rachel, we'll let you know, and then we'll open it up for a question for you. So why don't we just start with having you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Sure, Patty. Well, I'm a licensed nutritionist and a registered dietitian, and I've been in my field for about 10 years now. And I really focused on, even though I've got this conventional background of, you know, working in hospitals and nursing homes, for the last several years I've had my own company, and it's called Nutrilution, and it focuses on really educating people about how to eat, how to choose which supplements off the shelf are going to be best, helpful, and appropriate, safe. You know, really how to navigate through this world that we have that has so many different temptations and so many different marketing tactics and so many different research studies being interpreted differently by different parties, and really cutting through all of that kind of media hype and educating people on how to really eat, how to live, and, you know, what all these different things mean out there, and then actually applying those tactics and that education to live, you know, healthier lives so we can get off our medications or stay off or prevent, you know, going down that road of chronic disease, you know, even things like pain and inflammation that may not be categorized as a disease, but people are everywhere, you know, experiencing blood sugar irregularities and, you know, really when we look at what we're eating, that's the most important and the first, very first place to start with anybody who's having any kind of health imbalances. So, and of course, the holidays are a perfect time to kind of get attuned to that because most people go off the deep end, or many people do, I should say, and, you know, then they wake up on New Year's and, you know, very motivated but also kind of conflicted with this, you know, this excess and this guilt and this shame that, you know, it could have been a lot better if they actually took, you know, today coming up to December here and applied a few easy, what I believe are pretty simple techniques. And then they can start on January 1st with a real goal that gets them, you know, much further ahead in 2010, really kind of like growing younger, I believe is possible to do. And so this is a great time to really look at it. Plus, you know, we're being, of course, just bombarded with stress. And, you know, stress makes us want to eat more, and we're in a rush, we're trying to do a million things. There's financial stressors, there's workplace food coming in, and there's a good excuse because everybody's doing it, or it's traditional, and the parties, and, you know, the mall shopping. So there's so many things that, you know, I think, well, thank you for having me on, but hopefully that I'll be able to share, hopefully, with people today.
Right. You know, because just because we're eating healthier doesn't mean we can't have fun doing it. And that's what I also like about how you work and talk, and that there's just as much fun out there eating the, you know, and putting together the proper types of nutrition. And
absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to hearing more about what you've got to say.
Yeah, you know, we can, if you want, I can chat here and just talk a little, or if you guys have some questions, any way you guys want to do, it's great. But definitely you're right, Terry. I think that was Sherry that said that, you know, eating healthy can be, you know, not only just, you know, moderately fun or moderately enjoyable, but it can exceed by all, you know, flying colors, you know, eating junk food for so many reasons. Number one, you get something that actually, you know, it can look delicious. You can combine all kinds of colors and textures, have a delicious meal in front of you. And then, you know, eating it, you can kind of appreciate all the nutrients. And when you appreciate the nutrients, you know, number one, you reinforce the activity of the nutrients and, you know, you feel good and you breathe as you eat. And then after, you feel great. You can, you know, keep on moving into your day. So it's, you know, and there's so many treats out there. Like, I think last time we spoke about coconut milk ice cream, right, Sherry? And I know you love it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was going to say that was one of my favorite things, the purely decadent chocolate peanut butter, which I actually had last night, and I thought of you. If I'm going to eat something like an ice cream, I'd rather eat something that's has some good ingredients in it. So
absolutely. Yeah, there's so many ways you can do that too. You know, you can take I really always, you know, tell people to start with a healthy pure ice cream. You know, even if it's Breyers vanilla, the Breyers is one of the over the counter, you know, I consider kind of over the counter non-organic kind of brands that actually is very pure. So that's a good one if you're just going to any old grocery store. But starting there and then adding, you know, instead of getting the types that have all the different junky ingredients added, and I know your Purely Decadent, you know, peanut butter chocolate chip one was, you know, on the healthier side of those ingredients, but you can even get a few steps healthier and take any kind of pure ice cream, vanilla or the coconut milk ice cream, and then you can add all kinds of toppings, and you can do, you know, roasted slivered almonds and coconut shreds and different types of fruit. Hazelnuts, you know, you can even add a little bit of dark chocolate chips or a little bit of another syrup that you really like. But, I mean, these are ways at least, and I think the real key is not necessarily, you know, cutting back calories, although cutting back calories is always a good thing, but not always. But in this case of the ice cream concoction, it's a good thing. But the real idea here is to actually get out the different artificial chemicals that can come into some of these pre-made ice creams, just, you know, Reese's peanut butter cup ice cream or something like that, that not only has all those calories that it has and fat grams, which aren't healthy fat, but unhealthy fat, but also those chemicals that will cause appetite stimulation and, you know, even block the brain cells to a certain degree, and, you know, that minimizes our ability to think clearly and make healthier decisions later and causes more cravings. So if we can even just get rid of all those things and then create our own coming from, you know, ingredients that we know what's in those foods, so real nuts, real chocolate, real coconut, whatever it is that we like, but doing it ourselves so we know what's going into it and we're not getting all those other artificial ingredients that interfere with our ability to think. You know?
Right. That's a great idea. So also, you know, I wanted to talk to you about, you know, some of the little tips about going out for the evening. You know, like I know one of the things that I try to do is before going to a party, not going there hungry so that when I walk in, I'll just pick anything that's there.
Exactly.
So what do you have, any little tips for us on this?
Yeah.
So before going to parties or...
Sure, of course. I mean, there's different ways that you can approach it, but just a few things that you can do are certainly making sure that your blood sugar is balanced, like what you're saying. I mean, basically, if our blood sugar is low and we're encountering options and we've got all kinds of foods on the table or we're going into a restaurant even and our blood sugar is low, we're going to be naturally, just because it's, you know, sugar is the first thing to raise our blood sugar. If our blood sugar is low, that's what we want. And so we have our minds get a little bit skewed as far as what the choices are, and we just dive into, you know, a lot more high sugar, high glycemic foods. So if you can go in and your blood sugar is balanced, then you can actually apply the thoughts that you had ahead of time, which were probably eat a little bit more healthily and, you know, take smaller portions and start with vegetables. So, you know, you can balance your blood sugar, you know, right before you walk into a party by having like a small handful of like nuts, like almonds or pecans, a small handful, and maybe an apple or a few baby carrots, something like that, that will have a little bit of sugar but not much, and a little bit of fiber, which will help your digestive system at the party. So, you know, that's one thing. Other party tips, you know, definitely to take a big glass of water beforehand, and it doesn't have to be just plain water. It can be water with, you know, a greens formula or a reds formula or another healthy, you know, vitamin powder. I don't recommend, like, the vitamin water because those just have, you know, corn syrup and sugar, but something that's a healthy nutritional drink. Like I drink many of those. I know you guys have seen me drinking them before. But then,
I remember one recipe was water, spearmint, and agave, and maybe some lemon or something. I mean, there are some ways of flavoring water that are very healthy and they're delicious.
Exactly. Yeah, there's so many things you can do. I mean, you can chop up strawberries and mint and kiwi and shake it all up. You can do the same thing with lemon and lime and some mint leaves if you'd like. You know, sparkling water with a half of a orange squeezed into it is delicious. But, yeah, basically having a nice glass of water before you go in and ideally bringing something with you to the party that's going to be healthy and something that you know that if there's only a couple options there, at least you've brought one that you can have. So, you know, some sort of healthy, you know, it could be a vegetable dip. That sounds rather boring, but, you know, vegetables and a dip or something like that. But you could do something with meat as well. You could do chicken skewers. You could do some sort of salmon dish. You can do all kinds of stuff. But, you know, you can do turkey roll-ups with spinach and roasted red peppers and cream cheese. There's so many different things. But, you know, I think that's the next thing is, you know, for me to get some recipes to have for your audience in the future too, for the holidays.
Yeah, so that would be good. Okay, yeah, I like the idea of, you know, making sure that you bring something to your dinner that you know that if there's a lot of things that you don't want to eat, at least you know you brought something healthy. I know that's what we had noticed when we went out this past Thanksgiving is that we wanted to, you know, think of the Christmas coming up and how we can make it healthier and make sure that we bring something to the table that we feel really good about, that's a little bit healthier, you know, a little cleaner eating.
Yeah. So you're talking about bringing something to your Christmas dinner that's a cleaner recipe? Is that
yeah, right? cleaner eating, cleaner food. Than what we had, you know, what we noticed over the Thanksgiving holiday, that everything was so great, and even though it was so delicious, and, you know, we had so many different choices, we did indulge more in some of the better choices because we didn't have our clean eating food with us.
Right. Oh, gosh. So, well, one thing, are you talking about traveling or are you talking about just going to your party? I'm kind of missing.
Okay, going to a big family dinner.
Okay.
I was talking about, you know, just going to a big Thanksgiving dinner or Christmas dinner where, you know, there's so many choices and, you know, the stuffing and sweet potato pies and all the pies and the pumpkin pies and the, you know, all the different pies that are out there. And if you don't consciously make some healthier choices for yourself when you go out, you get into the habit of just picking at whatever is there just because, you know, you're hungry and it
right.
looks so good. And
it's tradition.
And it's tradition, right.
Exactly.
So Rachel, I have a question because you did touch on
sure.
something earlier where, you know, you said you wake up on New Year's Day and you're kind of bombarded with the guilt and all these feelings because you know that you've eaten things that you normally wouldn't have eaten and you may have a sugar hangover or something like that. So So in the event that you do go overboard, how do you approach it the next day? Do you have any type of a cleanse or to quickly get it out of your system?
Well, yeah, I mean, I think there are different kinds of cleanses, and I do work with cleanses often, and I think it's a great way because when you've kind of gone overboard, it's usually you're the most motivated to want to just, you know, cleanse your body. It's going to be an individual thing as far as cleansing. I don't recommend one particular cleanse for everybody simply because, you know, we all have different levels of organ weakness and strength, and, you know, if somebody's intestines are out of balance, and that's always the first place we start with a cleanse is opening up that area so that we're able to detoxify and have, you know, healthy bowel movements so that we can get all those toxins out. But yeah, in general, definitely use that energy that might otherwise be guilt or feeling bad and do something about it for sure. You know, you can start with, I've got the great detox shake that I use. It's called Paleo Cleanse. And that's something I even do, and I would even recommend doing every day, even through the holidays. I was going to mention, in reference to what Sherry was saying, as far as, you know, how do you choose what to eat at a special dinner? And, you know, one of the things that I think about is that, you know, sometimes on a special dinner, if it's Christmas dinner, Christmas Eve, if it's just a couple times for the holidays, it's almost like it would be nice not to have to, you know, deprive yourself or not eat those things just because there may be a couple ingredients that aren't so great. And, you know, I think the way that you can combat and balance that is by doing a daily, you know, detox drink or a daily protein shake or both, you know, and taking some supplements that will help, you know, enzymes and probiotics that will make sure that you're digesting those things more effectively. You know, so that kind of answers, like, both of your questions maybe. But yeah, definitely if you've gone overboard, the best thing to do is to channel that guilt or, you know, otherwise that energy into something positive for yourself. So exercise, water, greens and red supplements. There's a couple detox formulas that I use. And then making sure to eat small, really, really clean food. So small salads with things like watercress and arugula, and beets are great for detoxification. Dandelion is great, so dandelion teas or adding it to your salads. Having some protein for sure every day because that helps with the detox process too. And then some healthy fats. So healthy fats, things like a little bit of nuts, you know, whole unadulterated nuts and avocados. So put it, if we were to look at, like, let's say a detox day, let's say somebody's there now and they're going to get ready for the couple days around Christmas that they really want to enjoy, then it would look something like, you know, starting off the morning with a detox drink or a whey protein smoothie with some fresh fruit, maybe a little teaspoon of coconut oil, you know, maybe a little bit of papaya. And then, you know, a couple hours later, maybe a snack. Maybe it's going to be a couple of scrambled eggs. It's more of a breakfast, a couple of scrambled eggs with a little bit of vegetables scrambled in and maybe a slice or two of avocado on the side. And then a few hours later, every few hours, eating small meals, you know, a salad with a little bit of chicken or fish, something ideally organic and free-range, But if that's not possible, then that's okay. And then olive oil, salad dressing, and then maybe an hour later, making sure you're getting some water in throughout, but maybe having a greens drink, a reds drink throughout the afternoon, maybe a couple more nuts there. And then dinner, just a normal dinner with some sort of healthy meat, and then some vegetables, hopefully some green vegetables, maybe a tomato salad, maybe a traditional salad on the side. And then, you know, evening time, something like what we talked about, something like a little bit of coconut milk ice cream, or, you know, maybe it's just some fresh fruit, yogurt, a little yogurt parfait with blueberries and coconut, you know, chocolate chips, something like that. To me, that's a very, very balanced, healthy, that can even propel you into some weight loss, eating like that for the next couple weeks or, you know, immediately after the holidays, if you want to wait and go that route.
That sounds good. And that's a lot of food to eat, too. It wasn't like you were saying starve or go into a water fast. You had a very good amount of foods that you can eat throughout the day.
And enjoyable food,
yeah.
Too.
I wanted to ask you something. When you say a handful of nuts, can you tell me a little bit more about what is a handful of nuts exactly? Because I get a little carried away with I have big hands when it comes to nuts.
Okay. Well, maybe a handful meaning that you can put the nuts in your hand and then seal your fingers and close.
Oh, is that it? Oh, okay. I gotta rethink this then.
Maybe about, if I had to put a quantity, I'd say about an eighth of a cup of nuts.
Uh-huh. That's good.
Yeah. Maybe the nuts that you're eating, do they have salt? Do they have a lot of nuts, you know, have MSG? If you're not really careful, even some of the major brands actually contain MSG, which, you know, will make you want to keep on eating them.
Yeah, no, I prefer actually the no salted almonds or cashews.
But that's a good point, because I don't think many people know some nuts have MSG and the flavoring on them.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always surprised that, you know, when I go into a gas station or, I typically shop at Whole Foods or another health food store, but when I walk into the other stores, I just, for research, pick up, you know, any old product, and I'm almost always, I can't say surprised because I know that it happens, but I'm almost shocked that people are still consuming all these products and the manufacturers are still making them with MSG and all kinds of artificial colors, flavors, and then there's a whole class of appetite stimulants that if they use small enough quantities, they don't have to even list on the labels, which is kind of a legal loophole, but it occurs, I think, more than we're aware of.
Right.
So,
that does occur.
Yeah. But the nuts, an eighth of a cup would be a good serving size, and maybe what you can do is even just go ahead and measure it, put them into plastic baggies so you have them pre-measured ahead of time, and then you can just grab a baggie with you to go. You don't have to, it doesn't have to be subject to the size of your hand.
Yeah.
Measure it, put it in a baggie and go, and there you know that you have it with you too.
Exactly.
So you don't stop at a store and buy the ones that are not as healthy.
Exactly. And then another thing you can do for snacks on the go to take with you, you know, before meals so your blood sugar is more stabilized or to get you through a long shopping trip or through a work day is just a really healthy protein bar. And there's a lot. I think protein bars are a great idea, but obviously a lot of them are really high in sugar. Even if they are marketing that they're low in sugar, they're still sometimes high in sugar. So, there's one brand that I eat all the time, and it's called Biogenesis. Ultra lean glucose support bars, and those have about 19 or 20 grams of carbohydrates.
Mm-hmm. And how many calories are in that bar?
I want to say about 200 calories.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's okay.
It's really, I consider it a snack. So since it balances your blood sugar and it's got healthy fats and healthy protein and no artificial anything, it's a great snack to have with you. Most of us can eat about 1,600, even women, 1,600, 1,800 calories a day. So if we're having, 400 calories at each meal, that's 1,200, and we have room for about two or three other snacks of about 200 calories apiece. So, and then men, of course, have a little bit more leeway depending on their height and obviously activity level, factors in for sure. But I think people in general, it's one thing I'd love to just touch on, is people in general get so hung up on the calorie level that they forget about the nutritional level. Because the calories, you know, once you're thinking in that kind of mind frame, will trump everything else. When in fact, you know, there, you can look at two foods that have the same level of calories, and one will actually, you know, burn, help you, you know, burn fat and raise your metabolism, and the other one will just saturate your cells with toxins and literally slow down your body. So it's not all about the calories. It's really about, you know, because the nutrients inside the food help your metabolism work. They're kind of the cofactors that make everything move inside your body. And
And I think that's where you come in as a nutritionist, where you can, on an individual, one-on-one basis, work with somebody and educate them a little about their intake and work with their body type. And so what I'd like for you to do is give our listeners your website information, contact information, so that they can contact you. You are based in Miami, Florida. We have listeners all over the globe, but we do know that they may choose to come to Miami to have an appointment with you. So why don't you give that information out?
Sure, wonderful. And also keep in mind that I do, you know, phone consultations, and I do a lot of work via email as well. So I have clients all over the world already.
Great.
And my website is being renovated, so you're going to see a really great website on January 1st. I'd love for people to check it out. It's still a good website now. There's lots of information, and the address is www.nutrolution.com, and that's spelled N-U-T-R-O-L-U-T-I-O-N, Nutrolution. And also something I was hearing on NPR the other day that dawned on me is that people have huge, some people around the globe, around this country in particular, have huge health savings accounts, and they're looking for ways to utilize the money that they've set aside. And nutritional counseling, and I even believe supplements also can be applied to health spending accounts. So for people that, you know, have this money set aside and are looking on how to use it most effectively to improve their health for the new year, I really, you know, recommend, you know, giving me a call or working with any nutritionist for that matter, any good nutritionist, to help help move them forward.
Wow, that's very good information, because I don't think everybody's aware of that. And the health spending accounts, I still think you have to use it or lose it at the end of the year. So
exactly.
So
that's
really,
and that's
very good information.
Sure.
Well,
so,
thank you very much for being with us this morning. We have just a little bit more time, I believe.
We have a couple of minutes. Is there something you'd like to leave our listeners with?
Sure. You know, I just had written a few tips that I can think of that I think will help anybody. And those are just, you know, making sure you start your day off with a healthy, lean breakfast, something like a protein shake, making sure you're drinking plenty of water and healthy versions with lemon, lime, and antioxidant mixtures. You know, and then thinking about, you know, as far as recipes, you guys were talking about, you know, looking at altering your recipes, so taking any of your favorite recipes,
great,
a few simple changes, I think are some really great things you can do. And you can call me or contact me through my website for more information. I can help people with that as well.
Great, Rachel. Well, thank you very much. And we're running out of time right now, so we want to thank you. And we're going to have you back on again in the future and give us a few more great ideas. We're talking about reinventing ourselves. So thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Have a wonderful day.
All right. Bye-bye, Rachel. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
There you have it, listeners. You've been listening to Rachel Richardson. We want you to stay tuned for our next show next Monday. We're going to have another exciting guest. Have a wonderful week, and we'll see you next Monday. Bye-bye.